to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up. And throughout the world today.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, it's a doozy. Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself and others again? Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again? Human beings love judging so they can feel better about their misery. Do you believe you can live a life without doing that ever again? Human beings are evil. And that's why they roam the earth to try to get a thrill out of hurting others. And they laugh because they're miserable. Human beings are evil. Amazing, huh? Do you believe that you, as an individual, is such an amazing question. Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again? The heart is wicked. Human beings are evil. So it's an amazing question to examine yourself. For those who want to overcome evil, those who don't, you stay in your hell. Stay in your misery. You have a right to be unhappy. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And we are here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern time, heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black, everybody and their mama if you're white. So different time zone for different people, so you got to run around. Some people do, and they podcast the show. You can podcast all the shows, but you can still listen on your phone. No matter where you are and what you're doing, you can listen on the phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. is Thursday. Not only is this the first Thursday of November, it's the men's form tonight. The first Thursday and the ladies' form, the third Thursday at 7 p.m. It's Thursday. And because we love the Bible Thumpers, they need a little bit more time to express themselves. And so we decided, let's set aside Thursday. We take all call, but let's set aside Thursday to show love to the Bible Thumpers. So Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord. He's drunk as a badger.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Oh, shana. Fire. If anybody asks what's the matter with me, tell them I'm saved, sanctified, and running for my life. Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday. It's a spiritual battle. No such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, lesbianism, Allahuabaism, white supremacism, anti-Semitism, Debbie Dadism. No isms. It's either right or wrong, good or evil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities and wickedness in high places. And you can see it for yourself if you get to know yourself. You got to see the evil in yourself. And if you want to overcome, you will. But you will see evil in everybody else. You won't judge them because you would know that they're asleep and they can't help themselves. But you will see it. Human beings are evil. Look how they treat each other. They don't pray for each other. They damnation each other. Christ says to pray for one another. Pray for your enemy. Love your enemy. Do you love your enemy? No. You hate your enemy because you have hate. And anyone that has anger or slash resentment, which is the same, is evil. They have no love. They have nothing to do with physical. It's inwardly. Amazing, huh? So the battle is spiritual, and there are men and women around the world who are starting to wake up and see this. They thought it was something else because they were looking outside of themselves, not on the inside to see what's going on with self. And they didn't see the evil inside themselves. Human beings don't have love. There is nothing good in human nature. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. Look how you treat your wife. Look how you treat your husband. Look how you treat your children. Look how your children treat you. Look how family members treat each other. Friends treat each other. Government treat you and you treat the government. Amazing, huh? This is hell on earth inside of human beings. And anyone that into thoughts and feelings, whether so-called good feeling or bad feeling, they're both evil imposters. Amazing. Yesterday, I mentioned that there was a UPS plane that crashed. And I wondered out loud, was it a DEI driver, pilot? No one said so. It may be DEI. I don't know. They didn't say. But this is from Fox News. Dramatic video shows the terrifying moment a UPS plane loaded with fuel crashed at Louisville Muhammad Ali International Airport on Tuesday, producing a massive and deadly fireball. Watch this from WFAA.
Dramatic dash camera video shows the moments a UPS plane came crashing down in Louisville, Kentucky. You see the plane careening wing first, leaving a trail of flames behind. This truck driver, in shock, running from his vehicle, which was about a half mile from the Muhammad Ali Airport, where the jet came down.
There was a huge explosion, believed to be a plane crash, huge fire and smoke.
The NTSB now on the ground leading the investigation.
And we have viewed airport CCTV security coverage, which shows the left engine detaching from the wing during the takeoff roll.
The massive flames and clouds of smoke seen for miles. Firefighters say the flames were so intense, most things were destroyed, including the entire fuselage of the plane. Other parts, like the landing gear, are scattered through the crash scene. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear now declaring a state of emergency. Water and air in the area being tested. The plane was en route to Hawaii. One video shows the plane's left engine catching fire.
What we had here was probably one of the worst in history, if not the worst.
Data from Flight Radar 24 shows the 34-year-old plane was on its third flight of the day and was reportedly out of service, likely for maintenance, for much of the last month, and again the day before the crash. Louisville is a huge hub for UPS, and the handling facility there remains closed, so packages could be delayed for several days.
Amazing, huh? So maybe a DEI person worked on the plane, and they forgot to put the wing back on. Or whatever. What a mess. What a mess. Hell on earth inside of human beings. And it's going to get worse. This is hell on earth. Now, all the way to your life, you could be fine living right here on earth if you overcome the hell inside of you. You can't do anything about the hell and evil inside of other people, but you can overcome it inside of you. It's amazing. And you wonder, well, what is hell, Jesse? What do you mean by hell? Anyone that has anger is living in hell. Anyone that has resentment, which are the same. Anger and resentment. It's just a better, they used to call it resentment, and then they, oh, that's too harsh, or whatever. One of those ways. Anyone that has resentment, anyone that has emotions, an emotional person, you have fear, you have jealousy, you have strife, you have envy, you feel good, and you feel bad. You're living in your thoughts and your emotion. You're living hell right here on earth. And you don't have to be you anymore, but if you want to stay that way, you can. So, planes are falling from the sky due to, in some cases, not all cases, DEI. Amazing. A 15-year-old boy killed a classmate for bumping into him and not apologizing. This is from WBTV. This happened down in Florida, where a 15-year-old in Florida was accused of killing a classmate after bumping into each other at a school hallway. Watch this from X.
Ja'Cory Redding is just 15, so we couldn't film his face as he was told he would stay in juvenile detention Friday, charged with killing a 16-year-old Oak Ridge High School classmate. He appeared nonchalant during his hearing, but turned and smiled as his family called out to him.
Sorry.
You know, I'm really angry that
something as small as bumping into someone in the halls of a high school, something that we have all done, has now turned into a deadly shooting of a 16-year-old.
Orange County Sheriff John Mina said the bump and lack of apology turned into a plan to fight the dispute out at the nearby basketball courts after school let out. He said that's when Redding shot 16-year-old Pinion Domasi. Mina said Redding went back to school with the gun, where they took him into custody. Students spoke of phone calls from worried parents and emotions as they returned to class Friday morning.
My brother was still in school and locked down for like almost 2 hours.
Mina said Redding was already on trial for Grand Theft Auto, and they're looking into whether he got the gun from someone he knew or off the street. Little is known about Domasi. The district said he joined Orange County Public Schools last year.
Amazing, huh? 15 years old. Amazing. Remember when you, when I was in school, it was fun. No one brought knives and guns to schools. That's gone now. It is over. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. And my producer gave me this scripture for y'all. From 2 Corinthians. 5 through 17. So we're there. There it says 2 Corinthians, not 2 Corinthians. Donald Trump. Oh, it's Bible Thumper Thursday. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. That is so deep, I don't know what to do with it. You don't have to be you any longer. Christ said, you don't have to be you any longer. You can be a new person. I don't care what has happened in your life, what you've done, where you've been, and where you've done it. You don't have to be you any longer. You can become a new. You're not stuck. You are not stuck. But it's up to you. And there are men and women, and I talk to them every day. We do counseling around here, and we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven by phone, Skype, or walk-in. And I talk to families, men and women individually around the world every day. And it's the same story. Different situations sometimes, but same story. And those men and women, a lot of them are overcoming. They just didn't know. They didn't know that they didn't have to be themselves any longer. But you, if you want to be free, got to stop thinking about I. I am lonely. I am scared. I am this. I am that. Forget about you, and then you would disappear. 888-7753-773. Can you imagine a 15-year-old and a 16-year-old fighting, according to the report, because they bumped into each other? The boy, according to the report, went home and got a gun. Just for bumping into each other. What a sad way to live. But this is hell on earth. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Bailey out of Mississippi. Bailey, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Speak up a little bit. Are you on your headset or something?
No, I'm on a landline. I got a house phone. Can you hear me better?
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Well, I've called one time before. I'm from Mississippi, and as you know, Mississippi is the quote-unquote Bible Belt, and or at least a part of it. All my life, well, I'll put it this way: I was a Christian up till 23. But I've always kind of questioned, well, this isn't what Jesus said, such as like the Holy Ghost versus the Holy Spirit. Christ never mentioned anything of a Holy Ghost, but yet in church, that's our biggest component, or at least the church's biggest component of what they call the Spirit of God. But it doesn't carry any of the traits that Christ would have mentioned what the Spirit does. It's a guide and it's a keeper, and it reveals truth, opposing to makes one gyrate all around a building and pass out. And I say this too, and I'm gonna get to my question in a second. I say this too to a lot of people. Michael Jackson, when he would come out on stage and he would get close to people standing at the front, they would sometimes shake, they would sometimes gyrate, they would pass out. And it's the same characteristics that the church would say that the Holy Ghost would give. So my question is, you've been around for quite some time, and when my grandmother would sit around, you know, her peers, my elders, they would always have a term that when they would ask, you know, or at least they would close with saying, "I'm working out my soul's salvation." But then somewhere along the way, there came a saved card, like once you have went up to the front, like you talk about it all the time. Once you go up to the front after dealing with the hellish week and you're trying to escape those problems, you go up to the front in an emotional state and you say, "I accept the Lord Jesus as my personal Savior," and then from that moment you're saved. But Christ Himself,
Time. What's your question?
Well, where did that come from? Because Christ said that he that endureth until the end shall be saved.
Where did what come from?
Where does the saved card or the saved mentality come from? Like, that's where a lot of ego, I've noticed, even my own self, when I was a Christian, I consider myself a follower of Christ.
You consider yourself a follower of Christ now?
Correct.
And what is that? Why do you consider yourself a follower of Christ?
Because I do my, well, I won't say I do my absolute best. What I do is the words of Christ. My pops told me as a kid, there's a lot of stuff in the Bible that is not spiritually according to what God would call us, correct.
Why do you consider yourself a follower of Christ?
Because that's whose words I would, when it comes to anything in the Bible, I would consider those to be the living word, because he's the only one that's living, and everyone else that wrote the Bible has gone on and perished, but his words are living, and it's not that it's
that's
not,
why you consider yourself a follower of Christ?
Correct.
Make sense. I don't understand this. What do you mean by that?
By what, the follower of Christ?
Yeah. You said something about his word is a living word and everybody else dead, and because of that you consider yourself a follower of Christ?
Well, it's because his way that he expressed while here, it didn't have anything to do with going into a building and
why do you consider yourself a follower of Christ?
Because that's what his call to us is. He showed us a way of knowledge, a way of...
How are you following Christ?
By doing my best to fight my thoughts, not even fight my thoughts, eliminate giving access to my thoughts through me, through the false me, opposing to the one that Christ came to show. You don't have to live this version.
Baylor, let me ask, because of time, why do you consider yourself a follower? Be a little clearer and to the point. Because of time, why do you consider yourself a follower of Christ?
Because his way eliminates the bounds of the religious aspect, the bounds
no,
of
no, no.
Our
why do you consider
aspect?
Yourself? What is it about you that says that you are a follower of Christ?
I do my best to submit to his teachings and his teachings only. And that comes through the revelation of the Spirit when you have submitted your ways to what his call is. And you talk a lot about that. You talk about Christ tells us, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. He's telling us that because that should be the real us versus the false us is the mind that we've got of this world. His way
well,
is just better.
Well, how can you follow Christ where there is no you to follow Christ?
There's a soul in you, and that soul
no,
is,
how can you barely be a follower of Christ when there's no you to follow Christ?
So then what does my soul subject itself to?
No, I ask you, how can you be a follower of Christ when there's no you to follow Christ?
There's no false you. There is a real you, and that real you is a child of God. It's a soul. It's a spirit, and that comes from
Billy.
God
how
itself.
Can you consider yourself a follower of Christ when there's no you to follow Christ?
When you kill the false you, and you realize that, oh my goodness, this way is not right. This way brings.
Did you have a question for me?
Well, I did. I wanted to know where did the mentality of saved, you know, when you go to church and you say, I'm saved, where did that come from? Because that
that's an interesting question. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's interesting to me, too.
I only heard it when I moved. I don't remember hearing it when I moved to Los Angeles. And
wow.
I did not hear it when I was growing up.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. My grandmother, her peers would say things like, I'm working out my soul salvation. And that makes sense as far as if you're going to say something. I honestly tell people all the time I'm working on myself, working on fighting the false you versus the real you.
What's the real you?
The real you is the child of God, and.
But how do you know that's the real you?
Because once you fight through the false you, through the rebellious you, you relinquish that. You can't really fight.
How do you know that's
the
real
you? Fight through it, because that's what He made us to be.
No, but how do you know that's the real you?
Once you have put. Once you have overcome trying to quote unquote be right, you walk into an understanding that.
But how do you know that's the real you?
He's revealed that to me.
What do you mean? What the?
Through even your teaching, just hearing what you've said, and then the way that you say when you come into when you start coming into letting go of the false you. The real you will be seen, and that is true.
Thank you, Bailey. I got to take a break. I appreciate it. Back in a quick moment. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Thumper. Baba Thumper Thursday, 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Couple announcement. The Hake Report is coming up right after my show at 9 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com from 9 to 11. The guy with the good hair. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 11 to 1. I thought we had a brand new episode of the Father's Day, but I don't think we do at this point. Maybe tomorrow. But tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, we will have a brand new episode of the Father's Day. What else? We do have one day. I don't see it on my package.
Let me see. I think it's here. I think it's maybe hard to see. This week's guest is Father Stephen Gadbury, the Catholic priest.
I don't think so. It's not in my package.
You might have to refresh. But I seem to have one here. If we're a go with this, I can tell you what it is.
Oh, okay. A brand new episode of the Father's State. What is it?
This week's guest is Father Stephen Gadbury. He's a Catholic priest and a U.S. Air Force veteran who served during the Iraq War. Watch this.
Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's important to you?
Being free from sin and vices and just doing stupid stuff. And I still do dumb stuff, brother, every single day. But I believe lies, you know, from the devil. Yeah. He's the deceiver.
So why don't you stop believing him then?
He's a sneaky dude.
Is the man over the woman or the woman over the man?
Maybe I need to read my Bible again on that part.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Not a damn thing. I got some cool black friends.
Okay, you can support the Father State by becoming a member right there on the YouTube channel, thefatherstate.tv, and locals.com, jesseleepeterson.locals.com. Amazing. That's Friday, tomorrow. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. What else? Tonight, the men's fellowship. The men's forum tonight at 7 p.m. It's amazing how fast time goes by. This year is quickly ending. It's been amazing. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Josh, Georgia, oh my, my. You're on the air, Josh.
Hey, Jeffy.
Hey, Josh.
Hey. Hey, yeah, I was calling to answer that biblical question.
Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again?
No. No.
And why you say no?
It's more like it's just apparent that that's the only way to live is without judgment. And, you know, to believe it is like to assume that. And that's what the devil does, you know.
Repeat. What did you say? Repeat like, that.
It's like to believe
say?
That.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, to believe means to assume or to have the opinion of or to have be of the feeling. So for me to say I believe that, it's like I'm assuming that. So that's what the devil does. So the devil believes that. And kind of like that first caller was saying, the church, they really push, you have to believe Jesus is your Savior. You have to be a believer. And that's an assumption. So that keeps you away from seeing clearly. So it's more like,
So you don't believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself and others?
No, it's apparent that I can live, that's the only way to live, but I don't believe that.
You don't believe that you can do it?
Here's another thing. The I, that's the devil. When you say, or you say the you, do you believe? The you is the devil. And then believe means to assume. So it's like me saying, I believe that I can do something. That's the devil assuming.
So you believe in life of love. So,
right.
So you're saying that you don't believe that you can live a life as an individual, you can live a life without judging yourself or others ever again, right? Or again. You don't believe you can do that.
No, the devil believes that. I've seen in my life how that works. And so it's apparent to me that that's the only way to live. But to say I believe it is me identifying with the devil.
But
like,
you said,
I saw her face and I'm a believer, you know, like that song too, you know. All the songs say I believe, you know.
Okay.
That's totally the devil.
I want to respond to what you said, but I got to wait until Sunday. And I want to be clear, you don't believe, Josh from Georgia, that you as an individual can live a life without judging yourself or others again. You don't believe that you can.
No, because you is the devil. So if I say, if I agree with that, then I'm identifying with the devil.
Interesting.
Yeah, me as an individual, that's the devil. That's not me. That's not me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
All right. I'll be listening, man.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Okay.
You know that guy, that Muslim, Allahu Akbar guy, won the mayor thing in New York, Mandami?
Yep.
What do you think about the fact that Mandami is the mayor of New York?
You know, I don't know. The feelings are lies. It feels like another Obama, but I don't know. I just wait and see what happens, you know. I don't want to assume. anything. But yeah, it feels like the end of the country. But that could be a lie. So I'll just say I don't know.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Josh. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care now.
All right. Yes, sir.
Bye. Bye. Let me go to Dale, a first-time caller out of Texas. Dale, you are on the air. Hey, Dale.
You miss me?
Hold on, Dale. I thought you had a question. Let me go to Harold out of Washington. Harold, you are on the air.
Thanks, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well, Harold. Speak up a little bit.
Hello, hello. Is that better?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I wanted to answer the biblical question.
Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again?
It's definitely possible, yes.
And how is it possible?
Well, so when you judge somebody, when that happens, that's a spirit in you doing that thing. And so if you don't identify with that spirit, you'll see, oh, okay, so it's not like who I am that's doing the judging. It's the spirit that's judging this other person.
Okay, so I'm sorry, did you say yes, you believe that you, as an individual?
Sorry, yeah, I said that, yeah, it's possible.
That you can live a life without judging yourself or others ever again?
Yeah.
You said yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. Are you from Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
The capital, the nation's capital, the world's capital, D.C.
Oh, okay. I wanted to make sure they had Washington. I didn't know if it was Washington State or Washington, D.C. But amazing. So you believe that you can do it. And I'm sorry, the reason you believe that is why?
The reason is because, I guess, when you wake up to the truth, you see that the thing that's doing the judging is a spirit. You know, it's the same way like you get angry or you feel that you get angry. That's a spirit, too. So if you realize that it's a spirit and it's not actually you, then you realize that you were never the one doing the judging to begin with.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that, Harold.
Thanks, Jesse. Have a nice day.
You too, buddy. 888-77-5773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Pale.
Whoa.
Pale Rider. Sorry. Pale Rider
that
on.
Was too loud.
Yeah. It blasted my ears. On Odyssey, you are doing God's work. God's speed.
Thank you. And thank you for helping us to do the work. I appreciate it.
Calvin in Ohio bought a coffee. I'm going to make it sound a little easier to be childlike, as Jesus stated. We must always seek safety and guidance from God, a fully teachable with not an ounce of pride, putting full trust and dependence in God like a little child, says Calvin.
Thank you, Calvin. Is he referring to the biblical question, or are you just making a statement?
He's making a statement.
Oh, okay.
Because he had given a prior, I don't think it has anything to do with the biblical question. I'm not sure.
All right.
He'd given a prior coffee about becoming as a child. Oh, yeah, being a baby Christian.
Oh, that's a baby Christian. And what does he say it mean to be a baby Christian?
That was old. It was old. I forget what he said about being a...
Oh.
All right, let me find it. Matthew 18:3, and it said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." Born again, baby Christian, interprets Calvin. And then he says, "You're welcome."
Oh, okay. And then he just responded to that.
Yeah.
And what did he say in response to that, to explain what that means?
Becoming childlike, as Jesus stated, you'd be dependent on God for everything. Teachable, safety, guidance, no pride. Full trust and dependence on God like a little child.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Calvin.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
DJT 2020 on a Rumble rant, Mark 10:15. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it.
Amazing. Baba Thumpa Thursday. Thank you.
Anthony gave a sticker, and this sticker looks like a cityscape. Very nice.
Thank you.
I had to zoom way in to see what it was. Thank you. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Baba Thumpa Thursday. Let me go to first time caller out of Canada, Sam. Sam.
Hello?
You Hi, are Jesse. On the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Sam.
How are you?
All is well.
I love it. I love your show. And you've helped me so much just with confirming what my feelings are. I've had, and to answer the question, I do believe.
The biblical question?
Yes.
Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again?
100% yes.
And
yes, I do.
Why do you believe that?
Because the law says that if I am in judgment, then I will be under judgment as well. So to be free of the law, I do not judge others, and I will not be judged until myself. Only God can judge, and I'm not judged. I want to be free. I want to let go of any bitterness, any wrongness, anything that's been done to me. And the hardest one to forgive is myself, but I'd be calling God a liar if I didn't forgive myself. And I don't want to call God a liar. I want to be in the truth, even when it hurts. I am not going to complain about my suffering. And I've had my eyes open. And sometimes you see people, they're perfect and they're the worst ones. Because we can't see inside people. We see the outer shell, and people always put on a display of perfection. And we can only see skin deep.
And so why is it you said that you believe that you as an individual can live without judging yourself or others ever again, but then you said you cannot forgive yourself? Why can't you do that?
I can forgive myself.
Oh,
I can.
Okay.
And I have to, because if I don't, I'm calling God a liar. Because God came to forgive everybody, and I am somebody too.
And how do you forgive yourself?
I have to understand that if I don't, I'm basically calling God a liar.
But how do
and
you
he's
do
not a
it,
liar.
How do you forgive yourself?
I live with the pain, and I let it pass. And I realize I am not, like you said, I am not the one that committed those things. I am not the one. I had that thing living in me, and that it's not me. And so I put it to the fire to burn, and I will move through each day, not being emotional, not having my thoughts control me, and the more love, the pure love I can feel and not judge others, and it's happening for myself. It's happening.
Amazing. I would appreciate you responding to it. I put my two cents in on Sunday, if the Lord is willing. And the creek don't rise. But let me ask, have you forgiven your mother?
Absolutely. I forgive my mother. I forgive my girlfriends. Even my worst enemy.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I forgive my mother.
You went to her?
Sorry?
You went to your mother and forgave her?
Absolutely. I have nothing to hold against my mother and father.
What did you say to her when you went to her?
I, you know, she says, okay, that's fine. And her response, and I don't have it because I was spoiled as a child. My parents gave me everything and they never disciplined me. And they sent me to a military school because I was out of control. And when I went to that military school, I learned, but not as much. And life has been the greatest teacher. It's been hard, but I've been blessed. And I hold nothing against my parents because I chose to do things that I was a thrill seeker and wanted, you know, like you said, to feel those thrills and that stuff. And so I forgive. I don't hold anything against.
What did you say to your mother when you went to forgive her?
I don't have anything against my mother. I haven't gone to her exactly and said, "Mom, I forgive you for anything you've done." I don't think she would admit that she's done anything to me. I know she's putting fear into me. So I can go ask her forgiveness.
Why you have not gone and forgiven? You said you forgave your mother. Now you're saying you didn't go and forgive her. Which one is it? Did you go and forgive her or you didn't?
Well, not personally out of my own mouth. It
and
was more
not?
In my heart. I didn't know that I should do that. I thought if I just let it go, it would be the same thing.
No. Did you hear me? Have you heard me say go and forgive her?
Yes.
And so why have you done that?
I will do it now.
Why have you done it?
Why haven't I done it?
Why have you done it?
I don't think she would listen to me because I don't think she thinks she's ever done anything wrong to me. I think she's always thought it was me that did wrong to her.
Is it about what she think, about what you, or about you, what you think?
It's about what I think.
So then why you care about or concerned about her reaction?
Well, sometimes, you know, Jesse, I feel like it was always me hurting her.
You've never hurt her. You gave back to her what she gave to you. You became like her. But why are you concerned? How are you going to stop judging if you have not gone and forgiven?
Right.
No, that was a question.
I guess I was, because I like I said, when I grew up, I was really hard on my parents. I would run away for weeks at a time. They didn't know where I was.
That's
I was
because you hated your mother.
She was trying to control me as a child, yes.
So why are you afraid to go and forgive her? How old are you?
I'm 45.
Why are you afraid to go and forgive your mother at 45?
I'm not afraid. I just don't think, I know if I said it, she'd be like, well, I haven't done anything to you.
And that's why you won't forgive, because of her reaction?
Well, so, like, it's not that I don't forgive.
You haven't forgiven. You're afraid to face her. So you still fear her because you resent her.
Do I have to forgive somebody in person to make it work? Or can I just,
God said, in order to enter into perfect peace, the kingdom of heaven within, you must go and forgive. Why are you afraid? You're 40-something years old. Why not face her so you can overcome the fear?
I was ignorant to it. I just thought like if I... Because what if she was dead and I couldn't go to her? Would it be too late to forgive her?
Hold on a minute. Can you hold for a minute?
Yes.
I got to take a break. 2 more hours to go. The hate news is coming now, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
There's some serious mess going on in the world. They're cutting flights, I hear. you know, because of the lazy, trifling air traffic controllers don't want to come to work because they don't want to, because they're not getting paid for like going on over a month now, right? And that UPS plane crash, 12 confirmed dead now from that UPS plane crash in Louisville, Kentucky. And I heard on the Jason Lee Peterson Show and from the American Anchor Baby that that was Muhammad Ali International Airport or something or other airport, huh, in Louisville or Louisville, if you're wrong, if you want to pronounce it wrong, I guess. And election aftermath, it's a big mess, I guess. This is the end of hour one of Bible Thumper Thursday, the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Thursday, November 6th, AD 2025. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back in just a bit, okay? It is hate news, not fake news, but there is one line open. You, if you're not on hold already, you can call in to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show to get on hold, to get on air with Jesse Lee Peterson, all right? Even during hate news. Sweet. Commie Nonsense Network is kicking off its annual Call to Earth Day. Pff, commies. An initiative celebrating individuals who are protecting the planet. So are they celebrating our greatest president, Trump? No, because they're all talking about combating climate change. This year's theme, Guard Your Green Space, invites people to show how they're preserving their shared spaces for future generations. What a mess, huh? Anyway, flight cuts underscoring the mounting impact of the government shutdown or the liberal overreaction to it, which they're the ones who did it anyway. The FAA said they will reduce air traffic by 10% at 40 major airports starting Friday, tomorrow, unless the impasse ends by tomorrow. The move could result in thousands of flight cancellations each day, though the officials have not specified which airports would be affected. Staffing shortages at terminals are already causing widespread delays. Terminals, huh? Is that air traffic controllers? Is that what they're talking about? I don't know. Thousands of so-called air traffic controllers set to miss their second full paycheck next week. Some controllers are taking on second jobs to make so-called make ends meet, and some are calling in sick, not because they're sick, but they're calling in sick in protest. Are they protesting the Democrats, or are they protesting Trump? I don't know. Or the Republicans. Demon rats or Republicans. Frontier Airlines CEO Barry Biffle this week urged travelers to avoid booking a non-refundable basic fare amid uncertainty over how widespread cancellations could be in the coming weeks. 12 people now confirmed dead following that fiery crash. You saw that on American Anchor Baby the other day and on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show today, first hour here, of a UPS cargo plane in Louisville, Kentucky, Tuesday. Officials warned the death toll could rise. Several people, or at least a few who were near the crash site, are still unaccounted for. Wednesday, investigators recovered the plane's back black boxes. Multiple black boxes, huh? The cockpit voice recorder and the flight data recorder could hold crucial information about what led to that disaster. Though the aircraft was not carrying any hazardous cargo, officials are continuing to monitor Louisville's air quality after that crash scattered a half-mile-long debris field and sent thick plumes of smoke into the air. An election aftermath. President Donald J. Trump and his allies downplaying the Democrats' sweeping so-called victories for Satan in Tuesday's elections. The president partially blamed the GOP losses on the government shutdown, telling Republican lawmakers in a closed-door session Wednesday they're getting killed politically by the standoff. So supposedly, right? Supposedly he said that. In a Fox News interview, Trump offered rare criticism of the Republicans, his own party, acknowledging Democrats are campaigning on affordability issues while Republicans don't talk about it enough. And it's the Democrats' fault for the affordability issues. What a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hour two.
Mm-hmm.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others? Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the show if you got to run around and just can't sit and watch it. You can still listen as it is happening on your phone anywhere in the world by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
News for you. We're getting closer to his return, and the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
Amazing. Baba Thumper Thursday. I want to go back to first time calling Canada, out of Canada. Sam, I had to hold him up, put him on hold because I'm just time. Sam, what is it like being 40-something years old and afraid to go and forgive your mother?
You're so smart. I think, I don't know how you did it, but I think I understand, because I was worried to not forgive my mother because she thinks she's perfect and there will be no way that she would ever accept she did anything wrong to me. And so therefore that's like in me too now, because I think I'm perfect. So if I can't forgive her, then I can't forgive myself because I think I'm perfect, because it's like narcissism that I got from her, because she's never, like, she's always thinking she's perfect. There's nothing wrong with her.
And so what is it like being 40-something years old and afraid to go and forgive your mother?
It's a little bit debilitating, maybe. You know, I shouldn't be afraid of my mother to forgive her.
So what is it like living that way, knowing you're afraid of your mother?
Well, I guess it feels like I can't live my life sometimes as much as I want to. I feel like I hold myself back and I'm afraid to try new things. I'm afraid to let myself fly. I'm afraid to go to a new job in case of failure. And I know I'm capable. I know I'm a smart person. I'm talented, but I'm afraid to try.
And so how will you overcome fear if you don't go and face her and forgive her?
I have to do that. I have to go forgive her. I have to say, and even if she doesn't, whatever her response is going to be her response.
And how will you overcome fear if you don't go and face her and forgive her?
I guess I won't. I won't overcome it. That's the root, right?
Yeah.
That's the root. And so to get that tree down, I got to cut it off at the root. I've been growing a bad tree. And I know when I was a kid, you know, I was into music and rock and roll, and she was disgusted by it. And she sent me off to a military school where I became very military-like and wasn't me. I was just a sweet kid, like music. And she got nervous because she thought I was into drugs and just made it worse.
Ask your father to help you deal with your mother while growing up, did he help you deal with her?
No, because my dad's kind of like an Ahab.
A what?
An Ahab.
What's that?
You know, like the Ahab and Jezebel spirit. My father's kind of, he doesn't want to deal with my mother. He just will go into another room and like avoid it. And so we both kind of suffer a little bit. And my mom, she like lashes out. She has anger. She doesn't forgive. But she's not a bad person. I have these things too.
What's good about her?
She's very capable. She's organized. She can run. She can do a lot of things. She's, you know, my dad gave her a lot of headship, I guess, in the household, right?
So when you say she's not a bad person, what's good about her?
She doesn't give up. She hasn't given up on me. She's always going to, no matter what, she's always loved me, even in times of dumb things. And I can count on her. If I'm in trouble or something's ever happened, I've been able to count on her to be there for me.
You're afraid of your mother because she's evil and what she's done to you. You're afraid to even go and forgive her, but yet you think she's good. That doesn't make sense. Your mother can't be good and evil. She either one or the other. And based on everything you've said about her, she's evil, and that's why you're afraid to face evil. You hate your mother, and anyone that has anger has fear. And you're never going to overcome the fear until you forgive your mother. And your father.
I forgive my father.
You told him?
I told him.
You went to your father?
Yes.
And what did you say to him?
I said, you know, Dad, I forgive you for I think I needed a father that was more heavy-handed with me. He didn't discipline me. He just tried to give me love with buying me material stuff.
What did he say?
He said, yeah, you know, you needed a father like so-and-so. He was a tough guy. He mentioned some tough guy. And he's like, yeah, you know, no worries. You just needed to have a father, I guess, that was tougher. Because my father, his father was really tough on him. And he didn't want to be like his father. But my father ended up to be really successful. And I haven't. I've kind of struggled with just more of my attitude, like with things.
Sam, you got to face your mother.
Yes. It's hard.
That's why the women that you've had in your life, they ran over you because you became like your father, weak with them.
Yes.
And every woman you met was your mother. It's the spirit of your mother.
Yes. And then I end up depending on them and I lose them, like you said, and they're like my God. And then it feels like I've got nothing. And then especially if they go out with another guy, it just destroys you.
You got to face your mother, man.
I know. You made me see that. I do. Or else it'll just keep repeating. I have to do that.
And your mother is not a good person. Your mother is an evil person. There's nothing good in your mother at all. Zero.
It's not her fault.
There's nothing good in your mother at all. Period.
I can't hate my mother, though, Jesse. I can't do it.
You do hate her. You need to go and forgive her if you want to be free. You already hate her.
You know, I just, she's the only mother I've got.
The mother of everybody is the only mother they got. What the? And you don't need a mama now, man. You're 47 years old.
I love you, Jesse.
The only mother I got. What the? You don't need no mama?
You're right. And I'm working to get, I was living on my own, and then COVID came here, and then I ended up getting sucked back into my house living with them now. So I'm actually living with them.
You live with your mama now?
I'm living with my parents, but I'm working on getting out. I've applied to...
How long the Chinese virus been over?
4 or 5 years now. Yeah.
And why are you still there then?
Yeah, I'm out. Why are you still there? I'm out. I'm getting a job. That's more
why are you still there?
I just thought it was comfortable and easier, I guess.
Living with mama.
Yeah.
No wonder you said she's the only mama I got. What the...
Yeah. I got to grow up, man.
No, you got to forgive.
I got to forgive.
So you can get away from mama.
Yes. 100%. That's what I want. I want that. I don't want to, like I said, like you said, I don't want to be holding on to my, I'm not a victim. I got no problems. I don't have any problems.
And you say you're 45, right?
Yes.
Man, you better hurry up.
I know. I'm always the late to the party.
You're older than Hake.
I'm Canadian. You got to cut me some slack. We're not like you guys down in the States. We're a little bit beta up here, I guess.
Well, anyone that has anger, any male that has anger is a woman. That's why men act like women.
Absolutely.
They think like a woman. They're emotional like a woman. They judge like a woman. They're revengeful like a woman. They don't point their way out to people. They judge people.
Because they have
the spirit of the mother. And that's why God said all who are born of the flesh of the mother must be born of the spirit of the father. You must return to the father.
Yes. Yes.
And in the States, there are 50 and 60-year-old men living with their mother right here in the United States.
Yeah, I don't want that. I mean, I was on my own.
So every day you get up, you go upstairs, and you see your mama.
I do.
What?
Yeah, I do, Jesse. And I wasn't always like this, you know. I just came back after COVID. I got comfortable. I got complacent. And then there's a new job at this car plant that I'm going to apply to. I'm a personal trainer. And I work, but it's not enough money. So I'm applying to this car plant, and I have friends there. They can get me in, and it's going to pay me a lot more money, and I can start living on my own and being my own person. And so that's what I'm aiming to do.
And if you want to be free of the female spirit, you got to forgive your mother, man.
That's the big one. That's my whole life. I have dreams about, you know, sometimes an ex-girlfriend that I broke up a long time ago, and she still kind of haunts me in my dreams. I'm like, what the hell? This won't go away.
Your mama.
And that's why you're so smart.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes.
Every morning, every night?
I do it a couple times a day in the morning before work in my car. I just sit there, turn my palms up, just breathe.
Are you doing it every morning, every night?
I'm doing it every day. Might not be morning and night.
Are you doing it every morning, every night?
I guess not. No. No. That's why I love this. I love
what
it.
What a mess.
Yeah. Yeah. Every morning, every night.
But you're not doing it every night.
I'm going to start.
And you're doing it when you get in your car in the morning. You should do it when you first wake up.
I first wake up. Okay. Is there a time, like 10 minutes? Start with 10 minutes, 5 minutes?
Just start. And it'll work itself out. But because you and all of us, every human person, if they want to be one with God, they got to stay present instead of lost in their head thinking about the past or the future. One with evil. Anyone that's in thoughts are one with evil. And they're thinking about time. They're thinking about the past or future. And there's no life in time. Life is in the present. So you got to practice going being present. You got to practice knowing where you are at all times. You got to know exactly where you are instead of being your body being at work and your mind in Chicago or on the past or the future. You got to stay know where you are at all times, and that's what life is. Right where you are at all times, not in your mind.
Okay. And yes. Yeah. So the silent prayer, morning and night.
And practice coming. And you're going to go in and out of those thoughts a thousand times for a while, but eventually you won't anymore. You'll be present and you'll be free. But you got to face your mother first, man. You cannot and will not enter into the perfect peace, the kingdom of heaven, until you go and face your mother.
Do you have any...
Is she right upstairs?
Yeah. Yes, she is. I literally, she's like, I'm talking to you downstairs. I'm like, fuck. I got to call Jesse because he knows what's going on. Like, I wouldn't have even considered making it unless I heard what you're saying. And as soon as I hear what you're saying, like, I know it's the right thing to do. So that's why, like, you know, I'm not afraid of the truth. It's going to hurt, but I want it. But you make it hurt.
You don't know that it's going to hurt, so don't have that. I have no idea about the truth.
Okay.
Have a way to see, because you don't know if it's going to hurt. The truth, matter of fact, the truth does not hurt. There's
right.
Nothing but love in the truth.
Yeah, I need that.
The truth is not like you or your mama.
That's right. It's not. Yeah.
That's why human beings try to hurt one another. They get a thrill from hurting each other because they're not of the truth. They're of the lie. They're evil.
Yeah. What would you give me, maybe when I go to apologize to my mom, how would you kind of word it? Like, so I just say, Mom, you know, I forgive you for...
No. Mom, I've been resenting you all my life. I hated you because of you recreated me in your image. And I realize now that you couldn't help yourself. Your mother, I understand you couldn't help yourself because I see I can't help myself. I become like you, and I'm sorry for resenting you. I know now that you couldn't help yourself. You're evil.
Okay. Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, you're just sending me on a mission here. Oh, wow. I'm going to come back to you with, like, my head blown off. You are crazy.
And yet you think your mother has some good in her. There's no good in your mother. Look how afraid you are of her.
I am, for sure, yeah. I mean...
If your mother was good, you wouldn't be afraid of her. She's evil, and you know it, and you're afraid of the evil because you resent her. All angry, resentful people have fear.
Yeah, I know that. Yes, she does have fear. And I.
And so don't Don't have any expectation at all. Just go and do what you got to do. And don't overreact to what she says and the way she reacts at all. That's on her. It has nothing to do with you. You're forgiving her so God can forgive you. Because God is not going to forgive you until you forgive. It's not going to. You can read the Bible.
You're right.
You can claim Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Yeah. You can be talking about, oh, I'm born again of God. Until you go and forgive, you're not going to be entering into the kingdom.
That's right. No, that's what he even says in the Bible, right?
Yeah.
It's in the Bible, that's what it says.
It's in the Word.
It's right, but people read the Bible, but they don't care what's in the Word. They just do what they want.
But you haven't forgiven your mother, so you don't care either.
Yeah. It's all fucked up. It's all a big mess.
45 years old. Go face your mother, man, and get out of that house.
I will. I have to.
And don't be tiptoeing. You're going to shake in your boots. Shake in your boots. God said, come as you are. Shake in your boots while forgiving your mother.
Well, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to go upstairs. I'll do it now.
And if she said, well, I need to be forgiving you. No, mother, I'm forgiving you. Because everything you've done was just like your mother. You only gave back to her what she gave to you, and that was evil. She had no love, and she has no love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me know how it goes.
I will. I'll do it, and then I'll give you a call back, and I'll at some point in the next few weeks, and I'll.
All right.
I'll let you know. And thank you. Thank you so much, Jesse. You have a way of just getting to the point. Like, you know what people need to do, and I love how you challenge people and make them uncomfortable and question, because you don't want to make people robots. You want them to think for themselves, you know?
You should be free. You were created to be free, yes. Not to be a slave within yourself. Sure. All right, man.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Take care, Jesse.
All right. Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
888-775-3773. Let me go down to Florida and talk to first-time caller Jennifer. Jennifer, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Good morning.
Hey, Jennifer.
How are you? I'm calling to answer the biblical question.
Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others ever again?
My answer, in short, is no. Because
Jennifer,
yes.
Your phone went out for a minute. You said because of what? You said no, you can't. Because of what?
Because, well, it depends what we mean by judgment, right? Because there's God's judgment. He's the ultimate judge. You know, he'll bang his gavel and sentence you to what you deserve.
No, but God does not judge.
You don't think he's the ultimate judge? And what's judgment day?
I know for a fact and without a doubt. God does not judge. Evil judges, not God. God is love. And so, in love, there is no judgment.
So what is judgment day then?
I don't know what you mean by judgment day.
Well, I guess the day we die. And also, you know, there's judgment.
What do you mean by the day you die?
Because when we die, then we're going to be judged by God, whether we go to heaven or hell.
But you're not going to die. Death is, there's no death. There's only one death, and that is from the illusionary self, the false self. But other than that, there is no death. So how are you going to die? What the?
But the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. So how is there no death if the Word of God says that there is death?
Because anyone that has anger, they are playing God, and they are dead and don't know it. They have no life.
Okay, but the Bible says a spiritual man judges all things and is judged by none.
But it's not. He's not talking about angry human nature, human people, and anyone that has anger can't help but judge in the wrong way.
Well, isn't there such a thing as righteous anger?
I'm sorry?
Isn't there such a thing as righteous anger?
According to the Bible, yeah.
Right, and the Bible is the truth, and the truth is what matters.
The Bible is not the truth. Why do you say the Bible is the truth?
Because the Bible is the infallible word of God.
What does that mean?
It means that everything that's written in there is the truth and everything else is not.
And where do you get that from?
Faith.
Who?
Faith.
When she lied, Faith lied to you. Who is it? She lied to you.
What?
Yeah.
Isn't this Bible Some for Thursday? I thought you liked the Bible. What do you mean the Bible's not the truth?
The Bible is not the truth. The Bible is just a book full of information about what's going to happen if you do this, what's going to happen if you don't do this, and all that. The Bible is not the truth. God is the truth. The truth is the truth, not the Bible. The Bible is just a book.
And the Bible is the word of God, and the word became flesh, and flesh is Jesus, and Jesus is God.
Oh God. Where do you get this idea that the Bible, what did you say when you first said that? The Bible is the what? Where did you get that the Bible is the word of God?
I never really thought about it. I guess after just reading it, you know, and listening to preachers and all that, I came to the conclusion that the Bible is the word of God.
But there's nowhere in the Bible where it says the Bible is the word of God.
So you're saying not to trust the Bible?
And there's nowhere in the Bible where the Bible says that the Bible is the word of God. So where are you getting that from?
Well, I guess we can go by the letters in red if you just want to refer to the gospel, because the gospel, right, the letters in red is the word. The word became flesh, so everything that Jesus said should be the infallible word of God.
Where did you get in the Bible that the Bible is the word of God?
I guess that's not in the Bible.
So why you say that then? Come back to your phone.
Can you?
No, it's staticky out. Hello?
Can you hear me?
No, I can't. Stay with your phone. Don't move about a lot.
Okay.
Why do you say the Bible is the word of God when nowhere in the Bible it says that it's the word of God? Your phone messing up again, Jennifer.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm in a bad location.
Can you go back into the bathroom where you were, or wherever you were?
I haven't moved. I'm just sitting in my office.
All right. Don't hang up. Hold on. I'm going to let Derek work with your phone for a minute. Do not hang up, all right? If you hear me, don't hang up. I'll come back to you. Let me take a break, and we'll get to all of your calls. Quick break, 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. You know, Christmas is coming up, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, A Little Small Pocket Guide, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. A little, just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? Okay, welcome back. 888-773-7773. I do personal shout-outs for you, whatever the occasion is, birthday, weddings, anniversaries, congratulations, encouragements. I would do them for you. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And the year is winding down, so tax time is coming again. And you can donate to my nonprofit, Bond. We've been around for 35 years now, rebuilding the family by rebuilding a man and nonprofit. So you can donate. I encourage you to donate to Bond as tax deductible. You can write it off when you do your taxes, all right? rebuildingdemand.com/donate. So go to, if you want to mail it in, you can make the money, check a money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and send it to P.O. Box Bond, P.O. Box at 350-90, L.A., California, 90035. Or you could call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Or you can go to rebuildingdemand.com/donate, rebuildingdemand.com/donate. Or you can scan the QR code to support Bond. So you have no excuses. And I really appreciate you helping us to help others. And I know a lot of you are doing it because you say, hey, you help me. We're going to help you to help others. We're going to help get the bills paid. Thank you in advance. And those who are about to donate now, thank you, all right? The men's forum tonight. Men's forum tonight at 7 p.m. Every first Thursday night for men only, 7 p.m. And the third Thursday night for ladies only at 7 p.m. Sunday morning for everyone. All right? Amazing. And a brand new episode of The Fallen State tomorrow if the Lord is with. Oh, I forgot to tell you. My bad. Check out Punch It TV. There's a brand new episode there. They did it on yesterday. It's amazing. Punchy.tv. And then last but not least, brand new episode of The Fallen State.tv. I talked to Father Stephen Gadberry. He is a Catholic priest and U.S. Air Force veteran who served over there in Iraq. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's important to you?
Being free from sin and vices and just doing stupid stuff. And I still do dumb stuff, brother, every single day. But I believe lies, you know, but yeah. You're from the devil. Yeah. He's the deceiver.
So why don't you stop believing him then?
He's a sneaky dude.
Is the man over the woman or the woman over the man?
Maybe I need to read my Bible again on that part.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Not a damn thing. I got some cool black friends.
Very, very interesting and fun and interesting. Really. I think you're going to like them all, but you're going to like this as well. You can support the Father State right there on the YouTube channel by becoming a member, or over at locals.com, jessieleepeterson.locals.com. All right. Let me try Jennifer again real fast here. Jennifer.
Yes. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, don't move. It's all good.
Yeah, I'm outside now.
Okay. And so where in the Bible does it say the Bible is the word of God?
Well, in 2 Timothy 3:16, it says all scripture is God-breathed.
And God what?
God-breathed.
What does that mean?
Inspired by God.
Right, but where in the Bible where it says the Bible is God, the word of God?
No,
you're right. He inspired others. Through others, they spoke the truth from God. But where in the Bible does it say the Bible is the word of God?
I guess it doesn't, but it's all what's
Why
written
you
in the
say
Bible.
It?
Is
if
what
the Bible is not saying that, why do you say it?
Because what's been written in the Bible is what's been spoken, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
If the Bible doesn't say that the Bible is the word of God, why do you say it?
I guess faith, but
who is faith?
Anyway,
you should not go to a woman preacher.
I'm not a woman preacher.
You said faith.
Yes.
Her name, Faith?
No. Faith is my trust in the word of God.
You don't have faith in God.
I don't have faith in God.
No.
So are you judging me?
No. I'm righteously discerning you. You don't have faith in God. You believe that the Bible is the word of God. And did you say something like you spouted off all this stuff really fast and maybe I didn't understand it. It looked like you said Jesus was God.
Yes, and the Son of God. God in the flesh.
What? You believe Jesus is God?
Yeah.
Does the Bible say Jesus is God?
Well, the Bible says that. Well, yeah, it does.
Where in the Bible does it say Jesus is God?
So, Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am." Basically identifying himself as God.
He didn't say that. How do you know that?
What do you mean he didn't say that?
He didn't say he was God.
Ah, now I'm confused. And, you know, God is not the author of confusion, so I don't know if you're speaking from God.
Did Jesus ever say he was God?
Outright, I am God? No. In other ways, yes.
Hey, stay with me. He never said he was God, right?
Right.
Did he say he was the Son of God?
Yes.
And so why are you calling him God when the Bible doesn't say it and he never said it? He said he was the Son. Why are you calling him God?
Because he's God incarnate.
Did he say he was God incorn?
Incarnate? Like God in the flesh?
Incarnate? That's Mexican food?
Similar. It means God in the flesh. But
did he say that?
No, I'll call him the Son of God if you want, but he's still part of God.
Did he say he was God?
In a way, yeah. When
he
said,
never
before
said
Abraham
he
was, I am.
That didn't say he was God.
Well, that's your interpretation.
But that's
yours.
You're making that up. And nowhere when Jesus said he was God. Let me ask you this. Did Jesus say, you, Jennifer, you can do greater works than what I've done? Did he say that?
No, not that I know of.
He didn't say in the Bible, don't be trying to worship me because it's not me, it's the Father in me, and that you can do greater works than what I've done?
Yes.
And so would God tell you that you can do greater works than God?
No.
So then why are you calling him God then?
Give me something to think about. That's kind of like a viewpoint of Jehovah's Witness, right?
What?
Where they don't believe that Jesus is God?
If God said that you could, if Jesus said you could do greater works than him, and you can't do greater works than God, why are you calling him God instead of the Son of God?
I call him both.
But that's not what he called himself.
Okay. I see your point. But
what's
back
my,
to your
what,
original
what's my
question,
point?
To not call him God.
Let me ask you this. From 2 Corinthians 5:17, this come out of the King James Bible. Mm-hmm. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Oh, that's not what I want. Oh, here's what I want. John 14:6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come unto the Father, except by me. Why would he say you got to go through the Son to get to the Father if he were God?
Because blood needs to be spilled. The wages of sin is death, right?
That's not what I asked you. Why would he say no man can go to the Father except through the Son?
Because the flesh needs to be sacrificed. We need to
accept
the
sacrifice. What are you talking about?
Well, we can't get to God in heaven, right? Without
no, I'm asking you why did Jesus say nobody? Why did Jesus say no one can get to my Father unless they go through me first? If he were God, why would he say you got to go through me to get to God?
Because he's the sacrifice for our sins.
What are you talking about, Jennifer?
Well, we can't get to God unless we have someone to pay the price for our sins.
Jennifer.
Because we're,
Jennifer, why would the Son say that about the Father if he was the Father?
Because he's, I don't know. I'm having trouble understanding what you're trying to ask.
Why would the Father say you got to go through the Son if he was the Father?
Because, because we can't face God on our own. We're imperfect, and he's a holy God.
You're not answering the question.
Maybe because I don't understand it. And I did want to answer your original biblical question, too.
Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others?
And my answer is no, because we make judgments every day, right, in a form of discernment. So we're going to judge right from wrong. And the Bible says, or Scripture says, a spiritual man judges all things and is judged by none. Right?
How old are you, Jennifer?
35.
You don't know right from wrong.
But the Bible says that God's law is written on everyone's heart.
Jennifer, you don't know right from wrong.
No, but God does, and I can follow his word.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yes.
You told her?
No, but
so
I don't.
So you said, yes, you haven't gone and forgiven her.
You have to tell someone you forgive them in order to forgive them?
That's what God said.
But I don't hold any resentment or anger.
So then why did you say, yes, I have gone and forgiven my mother?
But where
why
does God
say? Why did
you
say yes? I have gone and forgiven my mother.
Because I don't have any anger towards her. I don't have any resentment. I cherish her. I love her.
If you loved her, you will forgive her.
So where does it say that we?
Why
need to
you
tell
haven't
somebody?
Gone and forgiven her?
I guess I think I did. I didn't think that telling someone they're forgiven is required.
Well, God said you're not going to even enter into the kingdom of heaven unless you go and forgive.
But where does it say that you have to tell someone they forgive them?
What does go and forgive mean?
Let it go of anger and resentment.
Are you white?
Yes. Well, actually, I'm Latina. I'm Latina and white. I'm a mixed mutt.
My father married a Cherokee. But My mother, people were ashamed of me. Have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
Well, by your definition, I guess not. If I didn't tell him, I forgive him.
So God said that before you enter into the kingdom, you must go and forgive. How are you expected to enter into the kingdom of heaven if you don't go and forgive?
I guess I got to do that.
How are you expected to enter into the kingdom of heaven unless you do that?
I'm not expected to enter into heaven unless I do what's required.
So go and forgive your mother. Your mother's evil.
Yes, sir.
And your mother cannot help herself. Her mother did it to her. Her mother did it to her. And if you ever have children, you're going to do it to your children unless you forgive so that God can forgive you.
Yeah, I hear you.
What would happen if you went and forgave her?
She would say, okay, and probably give me a hug and move on.
Well, why are you afraid to go and forgive her then?
I'm not afraid.
Well, then go and forgive her.
Yes, sir.
Let me know how it goes.
Will do.
And ask your father why didn't he protect you from your mother?
Okay, I'll ask him then. That'll be an interesting answer.
All right, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thanks for responding to the biblical question.
Take care.
All right. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on YouTube, Gregatron, just something for Jesse and friends. Thumbs up, American flag. Did you guys have a good Halloween? Did you go to any events?
I went to no events, and Halloween was amazing. Thank you.
Same.
Yeah.
Age of Inversion. Mom Dummy announces an all-female transition team. And what do you know? Three of them are Jews. So much for Jews being so scared of the Jew hater, quote-unquote. On Rumble. Typical.
So there are Jews who voted for Alo Abba person?
Indeed they do.
What?
And they're even on his transition team.
Really?
Typical.
Is that the same guy that said he would arrest
Bibi
Netanyahu?
Yep. A lot of Jews hate Bibi.
Oh,
they
do?
Hate America.
So
and
they
Israel.
Prefer to have Madami over Bibi?
Yep.
There's this video often referenced and as being recorded in New York City, and it's future a man making this decision to an audience about Islam. Watch this from X.
He took him by surprise.
We're done hiding. We're done. We're done being tortured and hurt and judged. This is the correct religion. This is the religion that all of humanity needs to be upon of Islam. And we will not stop until it enters every home. So I want you to repeat after me. I want to hear it in every single district. It should tremble. Brooklyn should hear it. The Bronx should hear it. Queens should hear it. Say it as if the Ummah depends on this, my brothers and sisters. La ilaha illallah! Muhammadur Rasulullah! There is no God worthy of worship except Allah, the God of Jesus, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, and the God of the last and final prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Amazing. Islam is now conquering Christians. Islam is now conquering America. Islam said that Christians and Jews are infidels and worthy of death, and they are conquering America right now. And they added to that conquering by voting in Madami. The Christians don't see what they're doing. They are giving up everything. They've given up their country already. Now they're giving up their God. And they will be controlled by Islam in the United States of America. If you doubt me, ask Great Britain. Ask the Europe countries. Islam has taken over. It's just the way it is. And their whole mission is to conquer the world, to put the Allahu Akbar religion all over the world. And it's happening. And these people think they're doing something cute, voting in Muhammad, whatever his name is.
Mamdani.
And Christians are so weak, it's not even funny. They have no love. They're angry, and they can't see what they're doing. They're choosing their own dark path. They voted in a Muslim. And Trump said, you know what, if Mamdani don't do, if he tried to block ICE, we're going to arrest him. Watch this from C-SPAN.
President, Mr. President, your beloved New York City, your beloved New York City may well be led by a communist soon, Zohran Mamdani, who in his nomination speech said he will defy ICE and will not allow ICE to arrest criminal aliens in New York City. Your message to communist Zohran Mamdani?
Well, then we'll have to arrest him. Look, we don't need a communist in this country, but if we have one, I'm going to be watching over him very carefully on behalf of the nation. We send him money. We send him all the things that he needs to run a government. And ideally, he's going to turn out to be much less than a communist. But right now, he's a communist. That's not a socialist. You know, I've always said, we will not have socialism in this country. In the speeches, I said, well, what? They skipped socialism. And you get a lot of them like that.
Amazing. America, you're God. With a big smile, you're electing your own enemy in your own country, Christian country. Whether you know it or not, accept it or not, believe it or not, it's okay with me if you don't. Really, no sweat off my back. Allahu Akbar people believe that Christians and Jews are infidels. And you can do anything to deceive them, to conquer them. You can befriend them. You can marry them. They're going to have white women wearing burkas. What do you call those things?
Burkas.
Burkas. In America, what are the white women going to start wearing them? Maybe some of the black women too, but definitely white women. You are being conquered inside by evil and outside by evil. And you don't even know it. And according to the Independent, that video resurfaced of Donald Trump saying that back in July 1 about the New York mayor Democrat, Zamdami. So, thank you. I forgot where we stopped. Hey.
Gregatron says, y'all better donate to the Great Black Hope.
Thank you for your support, Gregatron, and I appreciate it.
Someone bought a coffee. Fear is my main motivator.
Amazing.
Typical.
But you can overcome it if you want, or you can live in it and be miserable.
Jim in Alaska on Punchy.tv. I wish we still have leaves here. Ha ha. It was 24 degrees on the drive to work.
Wow. Thank you, Jim. That's cold.
We'll read the rest of your super chats later, guys. Treasure
Amazing.
Chest.
The treasure chest, not yet.
Yes. Oh, no, you're right. You're right. Just kidding.
Hey.
Alpha.
Back in a moment. Hate news. A copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father. And I returned to my father and through him, my father on earth. And through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man. Man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
C
some serious, serious mess going on in this old here world. The food stamps drama, ridiculous. And Typhoon Kalmaegi, deadliest typhoon in Asia this year. And it's still doing, it's headed toward Vietnam if it hasn't hit Vietnam already. And there's a Jeep recall. Jimmy Kimmel over here, he wants to feed those in need in L.A. Great. Thanks a lot for bringing more homeless bums around, enabling them. Jimmy Kimmel, he's that so-called comedian guy, late night host. And the so-called Supreme Court is hearing arguments about different things, including the tariffs, Trump's tariffs. So I hear that even some so-called conservative justices are skeptical about his authority to impose some of these, not all of them, but some of those tariffs. So we'll see what happens over there. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, November 6th. It's the first Thursday of the month, 2025 AD. And at 7 p.m. tonight, it's the Men's Forum, just in 11 hours here in Los Angeles. So join us, men, rebuildingtheman.com/events. Men's Forum's first Thursday, 7 p.m. at Bond. Women's Forum's third Thursday, typically, all right? 7 p.m. at Bond. You can check the website the week beforehand or the week leading into it. rebuildingtheman.com/events. Or you can call, if we don't have it up in time for your planning purposes, you can call the Bond office, 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, you know, with those special elections that happened here just the other day, in exit polling, voters in New Jersey, Virginia, California, and New York City cited economic issues, including taxes, the cost of living, or the economy as a whole, as their top concern. And yet they voted for Democrats? Doesn't make any sense. You do the math. And food stamps, efforts to provide so-called critical food aid, have been strained by the government shutdown, leaving millions of so-called Americans, and illegals perhaps, uncertain about their SNAP benefits. SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition for Assistance Program or whatever, food stamps. On Wednesday, the USDA issued revised guidance in states that will result in food stamps enrollees receiving somewhat larger partial benefits this month. The update calls for reducing the maximum SNAP benefits by 35% instead of the previous 50%. The change came shortly after the left-leaning think tank published an analysis that the USDA's original guidance called for cutting benefits more deeply than needed. Don't listen to the left. The 50% cut would have left nearly 5 million food stamps recipients without any benefits at all in November, according to the analysis, which would have been good for them. But they don't want it to be good for them. They want them dependent. Typhoon Kalmaegi, K-A-L-M-A-E-G-I. Pardon me if I'm butchering the name, probably. The deadliest typhoon to hit Asia this year, barreling toward Vietnam, or it was early this morning, late last night, with landfall expected within hours, so it may have hit already. Storm now packing winds equivalent to a Cat 4 hurricane. Typhoons, they're called over there. Hurricanes over here, I guess. Category 4 equivalent. It tore through the Philippines this week. Kalmaegi has killed at least 114 people, they say, with many more reported missing, mostly in Cebu province, a tourist hotspot. Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. declared a state of national calamity. Nice word. Vowed to continue relief and recovery operations. Meanwhile, another storm, forming east of the Philippines, forecast to strengthen into a typhoon by the end of the week. A typhoon, another word for hurricane, I guess, right? And Stellantis, Jeep's parent company, has recalled 375,000 Jeep SUVs over fire risks. They've urged owners park outside, not indoors, not in the garage. So watch out. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3. Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Think the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. It's the third hour of the show already. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. A camotelli bull. Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others? Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others? This is an important question for those who want to overcome evil. And I understand most people love being evil. They love the thrills of trying to hurt other people, and they laugh, and they call that life. They love being lonely. They love being suicidal. They love being in doubt. They love comparing themselves to others. And so for those people who love it, don't want to change, it's not for you. It's for those men and women who want to overcome. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, and you just can't watch the show, you can podcast. And you're thinking, well, I want to hear why it's happening. You can listen on your phone. Amazing, huh? He made it possible. He made it possible. By calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Thursday. And because we love the Bible Thumpers, every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
And I got news for you. We're getting closer to his return. And the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster...
Amazing. That has nothing to do with God. Zero. That is worshiping evil. God is not an emotional God. He's a dispassionate God. Your God, the devil, with the little g, Satan, is a passionate God, emotional God. You got it wrong, folks. You got it back. But I understand. I've been there, too. I totally understand. I've been there, done that. Been there, done that. I want to just read this and put this out there for you. Christ said, from 2 Corinthians, as the great white hope would say, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
And I got news for you.
Oh, that's right. Old things passed away. And all things become new. Are you new? Or do you still have resentment or anger? / anger, both the same. Do you still have fear? Do you still have revenge and jealousy? You still want to be like someone else? Do you still have a hero? Are you old or are you new? According to the Son of God, you can't get to God unless you go through the Son. Smoke on that one. Amazing. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. One quick thing I want to show you here. I mentioned Mandabi in the last hour, and Mandabi is an Allahu Akbar guy, a Muslim who was elected mayor of Chi-Town. No, not Chi-Town, New York. Not Chicago, New York. And Mandabi is a socialist communist. And New York will regret it. New York will regret it. And the Muslims are now conquering the Christians in a Christian country. Did you ever imagine that? Yes, it's happened in Europe, but it's happening in America right now. You voted in your enemy. And Muslims are taught from birth, day one. Christians and Jews are infidels and worthy of death. And according to the little Quran thing, you can deceive them, you can befriend them, you can even marry them to deceive them in order to conquer them. I don't know if it said marry, but you can deceive them. And Mandabi just deceived New York by promising them free stuff. I'm going to punish the rich man. I'm going to take it away from the rich man and give it to y'all. Free food, free transportation, free health care, free everything. And they applaud the devil and voted for the devil. The devil promised Jesus the world. If you worship me, I will give you the world. And Jesus like, what the? Like, get behind me, Satan. What the? But New Yorkers said to Satan, okay, you're going to give us the world? We'll worship you. And they now worship Mandabi. You will regret it. I want to just play for you really fast. According to this video now, this video resurfacing as being recorded in New York City, it's showing a man making the declaration to an audience that Islam is a correct religion. All of humanity needs to be a part of it and will not stop until it enters every home. Watch this from Max.
We're done hiding. We're done. We're done being tortured and hurt and judged. This is the correct religion. This is the religion that all of humanity needs to be a part of Islam. And we will not stop until it enters every home. So I want you to repeat after me. I want to hear it in every single district. It should tremble. Brooklyn should hear it. The Bronx should hear it. Queens should hear it. Say it as if the Ummah depends on this, my brothers and sisters. La ilaha illallah!
Rasulullah!
There is no God worthy. worthy of worship except Allah, the God of Jesus, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, and the God of the last and final prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Amazing, huh? That's in New York. That's Mandami area, New York, in New York. You just, Satan promised you the world free. I give you everything if you worship me. And you did. You voted him in. And if you doubt me that Islam is conquering America, look at Detroit. You don't have to look that far away. You don't have to look over in Europe. You can look at Detroit, especially Dearborn, Michigan. The Muslims are taking over. Those people that live there, the American citizens, the Christians, are miserable in Dearborn. Allahu Akbar is taking over there. And now they are conquering New York. One state at a time, one city at a time. Look out, L.A. They're coming to L.A. too. You might as well get ready. There's nothing to stop it. You voted yes on Proposition 50 to give Democrats who have done nothing but destroyed this country and brought in everybody to vote for them, you give them authority by voting yes on 50. The Muslim coming. My country is gone. At first I thought the illegal aliens were going to do it, and they are, but the Muslims look like they're going to beat out the illegal aliens. Christianity has been so watered down, and they're believing so blindly that they have no more power and no more authority. Zero. Zero. Oh, you got the word, though. You got the word. And you don't know God. You know about God. You read about God. You talk about God. You wave hands about God. You cry. And all you have are ideas and thoughts about God. That's all you have. And ideas and thoughts about God is not knowing God. They're just ideas. It's not going to change one iota of your heart at all. Zero. An idea about God is just an idea about God. God tells you to pray without ceasing. Stay present. Don't forget to stay present. You won't even do that. Where are you right now? Think about that. Where are you right now? Your body is at work, but your mind is somewhere else. You're not present with God. Your body is at home making breakfast, but your mind is somewhere else, thinking about tomorrow or what happened yesterday or what's going to happen or who did what to you and all that kind of mess. You're not with God. God is in the present. Satan is in your mind, the past and the future. In time, there's no time in God. Zero time. Eternity, eternal life is always present. And New York, you just sold your soul to the devil with Mandami. He promised you the world, and he smiled, had a big grin. I'm going to give you everything, he says, free. And I'm going to punish the rich. I'm going to take from them and give to you. And you fell down and you worship the devil. Amazing! When will you wake up? If not now, when? When? Do you need more pain? Do you need more suffering? And anyone that hurt is hurting because you're wrong. You're wrong. You're lonely because you're wrong. You're afraid of someone leaving your life because you're wrong. You can't even enjoy being by yourself because you're wrong. You're jealous and want to hurt others and want revenge because you are wrong. You're wrong, and you're suffering, and you blame others. You made me feel this way, you say. That's not true. It's happening in you. Yes, people try to hurt you. That's for sure. Evil people get a thrill off hurting others, and they laugh, and they call it life. But if you were in charge of your own world, and you can be, men and women, no one can touch you. But you're not in control. You're divided. You're not one. You're not the before and the after. You're divided. You're one. Do what you want with that, but you could be free. All people, black and whatever, and black people, white folks ain't got nothing to do with your problem. Zero. It ain't about slavery. It ain't about Jim Crow. No one can hold you back. Zero. It's impossible for anyone to hold you back if you were in charge of your own life. Heaven is not hell. Heaven is not earth. And man is not God. You can be free if you want to, folks, or you can stay in your prison of your own imagination, your own emotion. And they push here in hell on earth through human beings, they push emotions like this heaven. And they love it when you're emotional. Oh, she's just so emotional. She's so strong. She's so emotional. How can you be strong and emotional? What the? An emotional person is not a strong person. You can bank on that one. I don't care if it's a man or female. Christ came and he sacrificed and destroyed illusions. Christ died from illusions. Illusions. And then eternal life came about. You got to die from illusions. You're not your body. You're not your emotions. You're not your bads and your goods. You're neither saint nor sinner. You're neither wrong nor right. You got to die from all those illusions. You're neither black nor white. You got to die from those illusions. Christ did it so you can do it. There's only one death, and that is the death of I. If you want to overcome fear, you got to overcome I. I is fear. I am afraid. I am lonely. I am jealous. I got to be married. I got to have a family. I got to have a certain kind of degree. I am suicidal. You got to die from the I. The greatest creation of fear is the I. Drop the I. Stop thinking about you, and then fear will disappear. I promise you that. That's so deep, I don't know what to do with it. What the? Get rid of the I, you can get rid of the feeling, the fear. Anyway, it's Bible Thumper Thursday. I didn't mean to go on that long, but I can't get over New York bowing down to Satan because he promised them the world. Mario is the first time caller out of Pennsylvania. Mario, you are on the air.
Oh, hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Mario.
Okay, so I wanted to comment on the biblical question.
Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again?
Well, Jesse, the thing is, and, you know, for example, when I drive through a dilapidated black neighborhood and there's, you know, people out there with 40 ounces of St. Ives and smoking black and milds, I can't help but think to myself, I really wouldn't want to raise a family here. And then there's other times, for example, that I'm a Catholic and, you know, I transgress and I have to go to confession once a month. So I'm making a judgment on my own actions monthly. And I also have kids and, you know, with kids, they misbehave. They do their things and you have to reprimand them. You have to correct them. And I'm making judgments on them every day. I mean, I have a handful of kids. So that's a lot of judgments to make as a father. You know, did they do good? Did they do bad? Did they do bad? And so, yeah, I think the whole the question itself is just erroneous. I mean, we have to make judgments and judgments could oftentimes save our lives.
And so how do you respond to the question? Do you believe that you, Mario, from Philadelphia, do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again?
As a Catholic, no. As a Catholic, no. As an individual just trying to survive this hellhole of America, no. I have to make judgments. These are pragmatic, strategic judgments. Like
so
I said,
if I go to the wrong neighborhood, you, Mario, cannot live a life without judging yourself or others?
No, absolutely not. Like I said, I go to the wrong neighborhood and I don't make a judgment on that, and I just think, oh, this is just fine. I'm not going to judge anything. I could potentially get robbed, lose my life, lose my Toyota. I mean, I'm just being pragmatic here. And like I said, as a Catholic, we have to go to confession once a month. I'm attempting to be the best Catholic I could be. They told me to go to confession at least once a month. I comply.
Okay, but you cannot live a life without judging again yourself or others. Who are you?
I am a son of God.
You just told me who you believe that you belong to. I asked, who are you?
Well, I mean, I'm a father. I'm a son of God. I'm of European extraction. I'm middle class. I mean, what in particular do you, like, the definition do you want? I'm a Catholic?
No. If that's who, I mean, those are the things that you are, who you are. But you told me you said you belong to God, you have a family, you have a job and all that, but you told me what you do and what you have and who you belong to, but you didn't tell me who you are.
Oh, I mean, I just did. I mean,
you told me what you have. And what you do, and you said you belong to God, but you didn't tell me who you are. Are you your job?
No, I'm not my job at all.
Are you God?
Oh, I'm a son of God.
But who are you?
I'm a father. Basically.
Okay, so you're a father, you have children. That's what you have, but who are you?
Well, that's basically my identity at this point. I'm a father. I'm a husband. I'm a son of God. I mean, these are the things that I identify with. I'm of European extraction.
So you believe the things that you have and what you do. Are you?
Yeah, I mean, I identify with being a father at this point in my life. It's a full-time occupation. I have five kids.
And you believe that.
Very devoted to them.
So when your children are gone, adults, and gone away, will you still be a father?
Yeah, it's a full-time profession. You don't renounce it once they grow up and they move off. It's still a full-time job.
And so you identify as a father.
Basically, at this point in my life, yeah, I'm a dad.
And you literally believe that that's who you are.
I mean, at this point in my life, I'm a father. That's like the thing
so
that
a
that
father
I'm
just
full-time
simply means
doing.
A father means that you have children, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to raise my kids accordingly.
So you're a man with children, but who are you? You own children, but who are you?
like I said, I'm a son of God. I'm a sinner. You know, I'm of European extraction. I'm an American, I guess. I mean, I don't know what else to elaborate on that question.
What is it like for you not knowing who you are?
I mean, I know who I am. There's just not much to the story. I'm a modest guy. You know, I have modest wants. And like I said, my identity is basically wrapped up in my fatherhood, God, and my European extraction.
Amazing. I appreciate that, Mario, and thank you for responding to the biblical question.
Okay, thank you.
And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
All right.
All right. 888-775-3773. Let me go. First time call out of New York. Cecil. I believe it. Is it Cecil? Cecil.
I know you want to help, but this is getting out of...
Oh. What the? The devil got him doing that. That's not him. Forgive him. He know not what he's doing. He pretended he would call from Texas earlier. What the? Let me go to Anita out of Los Angeles. Anita, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Speak up a little bit, Anita.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
How are you?
All is well.
That's wonderful. You know, you've been talking about the Islamic movement in America. And I realize that the same mindset that is used to justify what, you know, either drives the Muslim or Islamic faith, particularly what you said, what they believe that the Christians, the Jews, they're infidels and worthy of death. The same mindset was used to justify the sub-Saharan slave trade between...
Were they Muslims?
The Arabs. So the Arabs' mindset in the sub-Saharan trade, the Muslims are the Arabs, pretty much. That's where the Islamic faith started, where Muhammad comes from.
Well, it sounds like the Muslims have had, ever since the Muhammad, they have had this mindset that they're going to conquer the world. And so it sounds like that's what they're trying to do in Africa and in Europe and in America now. They're trying to conquer the world. What do you think about the fact that Mandami offered the people in New York the world for free, and they bowed down and worshiped him and elected him?
I think it is a little bit alarming, except I don't think that the people in New York realize, especially if it's coming from the mindset of the Islamic faith, which you talked about.
But there was even Christians who voted for him, too. And Haitman told me this morning, I don't know how true it is, but he said it, that there were even some Jews who is on his trans team, some type of team. What's that called, Haight?
Right, transition team.
Transition team. So it's not just the Allahu Akbar people, but according to this report, the Christians and the Jews are supporting their own destruction.
I don't think they see. They're
no,
blind.
They. That's for sure. If they could see, they would not be doing it. That's for sure.
Yeah, which is why I wanted to tell you about the same mindset
Hold on a minute. Let me take a quick break. 888-77 Jesse. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on pules.net. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee. Amazing. Quick announcements. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. And then after the Hake Report, the American Anchor, baby. The only other person to have the type of energy the American Anchor, baby, has is the Great White Hope, Donald Trump. Energy all over the place, from 11 until 1 p.m. Pacific time. And after the American Anchor, baby, check out Punchy TV, a brand new episode, Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. Interesting episode, too. It just came out yesterday. So you can podcast that. And then last but not least, Men's Forum tonight. It's the first Thursday night of the month. Podcast what?
You already said it.
Oh, he said, hey, it's something you can podcast on YouTube. Punches TV. Podcast on YouTube, Punches TV. All right? Amazing. The Men's Forum tonight at 7 p.m. Every first Thursday night for men only. And get ready, ladies, for ladies only on the third Thursday night. It's amazing how fast time is going by, huh? The sun is just coming up and going around the world. And for the flat earth, they're going up and down the world. What the? So tonight at 7. Let me go quickly back to Anita out of Los Angeles. So Anita, you're saying that the Muslim had the same mindset when they went and during the slave trade time over in Africa. They had the same mindset to conquer Africa in the way that they're doing America right now?
The world. Yeah. The way they're trying to conquer the world. Yeah. The mindset at that time. And meanwhile, this we're talking about the 8th century, which is about 700 A.D. And this lasted all the way to the 1800s. So that's about 13 centuries. The Muslims had the understanding that man was born to be free, but he had to be a Muslim or kind of come under the protection of Islam.
Because the people who are Muslim, they're not free people. They're subject to Islam, right?
Sorry, I don't understand. I didn't understand the question.
The people, the Muslim people, the people who call themselves the Muslim religion thing, they are subject to Islam, right?
Correct.
So they're not free.
They are. In their mind, the idea of being free means free to trade, free to do business, free to invade, free to kill, free to oppress, free. Like, you only have the rights as a human. In their understanding,
right.
if you're Muslim, so the justification to invade Africa for them was, if you're not a Muslim, then you're not free, so you are rightfully to be enslaved and treated like chattel.
That's what that guy was saying in New York. He's like, we are here, we're going to conquer every home.
Yes, right. You know when you say it's a spiritual battle?
Yes.
It is a spiritual battle.
Absolutely.
And you know, one other thing that is very interesting is that although the sub-Saharan slave trade took 13 centuries, people don't talk about it as much as the transatlantic slave trade, which was spearheaded by the Europeans that lasted only 3 centuries. And you know why? I think it's because when they invaded Africa, number one, their objective was different. They wanted to, let me first say this. When they were taking slaves, the price of women to men that was much higher. Women sold for a higher price.
Let me just say this because of time. What you're saying, are you related to how the Muslims... Because of time, are you related to how the Muslims are now taking over America and they've been allowed to take over every other country so far that they wanted? Are you relating that to what's happening to America right now?
Yes.
Okay.
But it started happening from the slave trade. It's not seen now, but that's, you were asking me on Monday, I think, how is it that the Africans became Allahu Akbar, you know, people? The reason is because when they went into Africa and invaded, because they were not trying to integrate, they were trying to take over.
Right.
They would invade the villages, and you know, if the African kings gave them whoever they had conquered as, you know, while they were conquering territory, they took the men, but they would take them to the ratio of one man to 3 women. The women were married off, so they dissolved into the Arabic world. They were taken as either concubines or workers in the household.
Well, that's and how they're the men, doing in America. They don't move here and become Americans. They don't.
No.
What do you call it? I hate when they don't
assimilate.
They don't assimilate. They're doing the same thing here. They're not assimilating. They are coming here to conquer.
To conquer, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So,
and
it's all like,
and then the men,
based on what you're saying, it's all like they've been doing that forever.
Yes, right. And then the men who were taken, they took for the men who they took. They didn't want them to reproduce. They would turn them into eunuchs, and only 40% of those who were taken died during that process.
Amazing.
So that's why you don't have a remnant of Africans in the Arabian. They're intermarried or they've reproduced from. They became Muslims that way to survive, and the Africans, in order not to be enslaved, because according to the Islam faith, you cannot enslave a fellow Muslim. They turned to Islam.
Amazing. Well, I really, because of time, I have to run. But thank you for that update.
Right.
And I tremble because that's exactly what's happening in America right now.
Right.
Amazing. Thank you, Anita.
Sure.
Amazing. I appreciate that.
Sure. Have a good day.
All right. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Very nice. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Someone, thank you for your coffee.
Thank you, someone.
Chris says Jesse should have kept that caller on the phone while he went downstairs to forgive his mama. Would have been like a show on how to catch a predator, except instead of pedos, it would have been for finding peace.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
No more thoughts. Does Punchy TV have a buy me a coffee? Couldn't find one. We don't have one at this time. You can just give it to Jesse, JLP Talk. I mean, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk in the meantime.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anyway, you guys talked about guns in the last episode of Punchy TV. In my country, I am able to buy guns through a process, but it's against the law to carry them for protection. If I lived in the U.S. and had a carry license, I would buy a pocket-sized revolver. Remember to practice regularly if you carry. No more thoughts.
What's the purpose of having a Second Amendment if you can't use it? What's up?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's serious. Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you kindly.
Yeah.
Eric 5, all mothers present themselves as a savior, but who are they saving? Who they're saving you from is God, JLP.
Right on. Thank you.
And that's a quote. Lori says, BQ answer. After listening to Josh's answer, he's so right, says Lori.
Do you believe that you are individual?
As an individual.
As an individual, you can live a life without judging yourself or others. So are they responding to the biblical question?
She is.
And she's saying that.
She says,
what's she saying?
She says, me as an individual all by myself can't live without judgment. Just like I have to dwell, I have the devil to have to hate. I have to have the devil to have hate. I have to have the Father with me to have love. Of myself, I can do nothing. Thanks to Josh for causing me to see this question differently, says Lori.
Josh from Georgia. Thank you, Lori. And I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Pelagic 6. Hey, John 1:14. Stop gaslighting, folks. And that reads from the King James, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Father, full of grace and truth. So he's accusing you of, it sounds pelagic, as though you're accusing JLP of gaslighting people.
Oh, you know what that means.
Gaslighting means lying to them about what the Bible says or something, like, or lying to them.
So this person, who is that?
Pelagic.
Pelagic believe Jesus God?
I think so. I think that he thinks that the Word was made flesh means God is Jesus.
Oh.
Not that God was in Jesus made flesh.
What? Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony,
I appreciate it.
Anthony gave a dog sticker. Yellow dog.
Thank you,
Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony.
Rex.
Amazing.
Rex Figs, Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you, uphold you with my righteous right hand, says Rex.
Bible Thump of Thursday.
No word.
Thank you.
Alf is a savage on X, watching live. Islam is a problem, but Jews brought them here, didn't they? He says.
No, I think Obama and them did that. Obama and Biden, right?
Yeah.
That's when the floodgate was wide open, right?
Well, I don't know. It was happened a long time before that.
With Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan, not a Jew.
It was happening before Reagan,
Where's
too.
Reagan now?
It happened before Reagan.
Where's Reagan now?
In heaven.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
But I think it was really floodgated when Obama and Joe Biden, you can't hide. Biden was in office.
They majorly brought a bunch of people in.
I do remember
it's been a
Ronald Reagan was the one that started the amnesty thing.
He gave amnesty because the illegals were a problem already. They've been brought in by Jimmy Carter and the people before him.
Oh, amazing. Was Jimmy Carter a Jew?
Yes.
No, he wasn't.
No, he was a Christian.
He was from the South. Jews don't live in the South.
Yeah, they did.
No, you don't.
Uh-huh.
No.
Look it up.
I ain't never seen a Jew growing up.
That's because they were white passing.
What?
Marilyn bought 3 coffees.
Thank you anyway. What?
Hi, Jesse. People who speak about righteous anger.
Marilyn?
Marilyn, yeah.
Okay.
People who speak about, quote-unquote, righteous anger do not get this from the Bible, but from interpreters or old religious leaders. There's no such thing as righteous anger in the Bible at all. It says human anger does not accomplish God's righteousness in the book of James.
Wow. That's deep.
Indeed. Man's anger does not bring the righteousness of God.
It really doesn't. That's for sure. That's for sure. Thank you, Marilyn.
Angban.
Bible Thump of Thursday.
Where does God or Jesus say to forgive your mother? Asks Angban. Jesus only says to forgive your brother, as far as I recall. Actually, he never said to forgive your mother. God said, honor your parents. That was a commandment among which he gave to the Israelites.
Honor means don't resent them. And all people resent them, especially their mothers. All. And all who are born of the flesh must forgive and be born of the Spirit of the Father. I mean, thank you, though. But you know, for those who don't want to forgive their mothers, I understand. Don't do it. Stay in your misery. Really. Really. You have a right. Your life is a gift from God, and he gave you that gift to do whatever you want with it. You can live in misery with it, or you can live free. It's up to you. I wish you well. Thank you.
Angban Art has another coffee, and he has a recommendation. It's not totally pithy, but he says he suggests we create more content rather than report on other videos. And he suggests, because in the age of AI, it's something different.
Thank you. Appreciate your suggestion.
Thank you. I'll pass that along.
Yeah.
Eric Five Coffee, seeking guidance through feelings, is asking the devil for directions to hell.
I rest my case. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah.
And shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, El Alacran, Games for Rec, Aries One, Beta Legs, and the rest of those supporters over there, as well as the Rumble supporters, Age of Inversion, Slave to Him, Jules Verne, and all of y'all. And, of course, the YouTube supporters. Taylor says, Jesse, you...
By the way, thank all y'all, too. Hate just read off.
You, Hake, or Anchor Baby should run for L.A. mayor. That would be amazing. If Zamdani can win New York, y'all got it for sure.
That's for sure. Just a big smile and offer free stuff. You can win.
Good
thank
idea.
You.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you all very much. I do appreciate it. Let me get to the busy phones here. First time call out of Florida. Chi?
Yep, it's Chi. Yeah, hey.
You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
All is well, Chi.
Wonderful. I have a question for you.
Yes.
If you know now that these people are known Marxists, is it okay to walk away or let them kill you? Because the violence, I had to move into the woods and hide from these people now, just from being honest with them.
And how, are you how are you being honest with them?
Well, showing them identity politics. We had Jake Williams was running Cocoa, Florida, and it was he didn't even live in the city, and his son was running the largest drug ring out of Brevard County. And you tell people in the city that you went to school with, and they're like, "You're a racist."
But
you know,
and
you can show them these things.
what I would recommend, do what you want, of course, but don't impose the truth on anyone. If they don't want to hear it, forgive them and go your way. So if they don't want it, you just live your life and you'll be fine. But don't impose information on people that they don't want.
Yeah, because I feel like Florida, like we had Andrew Gillum. They tried
to
get him as the mayor.
Do you understand that, though?
Yes, I do. I do now. I mean, I didn't before. I thought it was like, I kind of feel guilty by knowing things and not telling others, you know?
So it's why do you feel guilty?
Because I feel like people are going to die because of it. That's why there's so much violence in Cocoa.
But why is that your concern? If people want, people are getting what they want. They don't want it to. They'd rather stay in the darkness, even if it does destroy them. So you shouldn't be feeling anything about that.
Well, I think because my grandmother still lives there, my mom still lives there, you can't get everybody to move.
Right,
you see the violence on the rise. You see the fake stuff coming in.
Right, but you're not responsible for your mother or your grandmama or your adult children or anyone. Each individual as an adult are responsible for their lives. You are responsible for your life only.
Yeah, I think the Bible told me that too. It pretty much told me to mind my own business. So
yes.
I just moved away and started minding my own business.
That's right. And I understand what you said about the politician thing. You're absolutely right. It's a mess everywhere now. But this is what the people want. They vote in the government that they want.
Yeah, but I think a lot of times, like with the Port Authority and the different, I think people don't even pay attention or care because they're worried about like Donald Trump. And they're not worried about their own backyard.
Right. Absolutely.
And that's when it's like they tried to even take over our sheriff. Wayne Ivey is one of the best sheriffs here. He's law and order. And they tried to send this guy in just because identity politics. And they people were literally going to do it. And so now if they took over the mayor and they took over the police department and then they took over the governor, I mean, it would be a whole New York thing. So I do understand what you're saying, though. Like, I can't change anything for anybody. It's not my job.
You can't even change your own life, so you definitely can't change someone else. You got to realize that this is hell on earth, and hell lives in human nature, human beings, and it's coming through human beings. So I would recommend that you make sure that you stay on that straight and narrow path, take care of you, and just wish everybody, don't judge them. They can't see. Forgive them. But let them live the way they want to live.
But like you said earlier, it's so sad listening to people, even, you know, playing games on Discord and hearing your guy friends that are suicidal and turned against God because maybe their parents upset them about God. And you just can't help these people. Like you said, they have to come to it their own. And I can only show them, you know, your videos and hopefully they can, you know.
Yeah,
but I just want—that's what I wanted to ask you. Like, I just felt, like I said, I felt guilty. I felt guilty knowing like there's basically a genocide happening, and you're just you can't say anything because people will be violent towards you.
Absolutely. And when you say you feel sad, who are you?
Me, I'm just a meat carcass, a vehicle, a vessel for God, for Jesus. That's it.
What now? Well, you just wish people well. But they have a right to live in whatever state of mind they want to live in.
Yeah.
And,
amen.
And you have no reason to feel guilty about that at all. And as a matter of fact, the fact that you feel guilty, you're playing God.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
wow.
Drop that and go live your life. Don't be mad at those people, your family member, or anyone that don't. Those that don't
it's just crazy because when I grew up, I thought like everybody in the hood went to church and loved Jesus, and that's just not true.
It's not true at all.
That's insane to me. I don't. I mean, I thought that's what it was, but I guess it's not.
Right, it's not.
So, yeah.
So did you move to the woods somewhere? You say?
Oh yeah, I moved out into the national forest. There's only like 600 people that live out here.
Right on. Well, you live your life and wish everybody else well. Don't be angry at them. They are living the life that they want.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They really are.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Jesse.
You're welcome. Amazing. Let me go to Joe out of Boston. Joe been waiting a while, too. Let's see here. Joe, you are on the air.
Hi, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Joe.
I was going to answer the biblical question.
Do you believe that you are, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again?
Yes, absolutely.
And why do you believe that you can?
Once God changed my heart from evil to good, he's given me an understanding, and that understanding keeps me from judging. I see what's driving others. I see the evil and how it works, and I see how Satan works.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate you responding to that, Joe, and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Okay, Jesse, can I say one quick thing?
Yes, sir.
About the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1:1, which is Word meaning revelation, meaning everything comes from God. God created every language. He created every car. He created everything. Every revelation that came to man to create something came from God. Even Lucifer was created by God. He knew what was going to happen. So everything is the word of God.
Amazing. I appreciate that, Joe. Thank you. I'm out of time, but I appreciate it.
All right, Jesse. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. I am so out of time. Super chat.
Super chat.
Mike Young says, hey, Jesse, I really don't know why the Jews supported Mamdani and for what. I would never understand. And like you said, Jesse, America is cooked.
That's for sure, Mike. Amazing. Where did you get that from, that they were on his transition team?
Age of Inversion in the chat made that claim because he's a supporter, a monthly supporter. So it was a super chat that I read.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he didn't say where he got it from.
He didn't say where he got that.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I don't know if that's true or not.
Right.
Okay.
Information may be false. Disclaimer, the views expressed here.
Right. So
listen,
I don't know.
Listen to Doug.
It may be true, I'm just saying. That's it.
Yeah, and thank you guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Get on the straight and narrow, folks. Those that want to be. Stay in your misery and try to hurt others and hurt yourself by what you're doing to others. You're really doing it to you. You're burning while trying to burn others. You're doing it to yourself. I am out of time. See you guys tonight at the Men's Forum. Mays from Dayton, Ohio. Rick from Hampton, Virginia. Steven from Maryland. And the caller that just dropped, I am out of time. Tomorrow is Open Live Friday. Get it off your chest, express yourself, and black excellence is on Wednesdays now, not Fridays. So we've got Friday back to just being Open Line Friday. Thank you all for your support, and don't forget to donate to Bond, 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND, or rebuildingdemand.com/donate. I am out of time. Hake is coming now. And then the American Anchor Baby. And then check out Punchy's TV, PUNCHIE.TV, and the Men's Forum tonight. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bond, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. amazing coffee. Pachi has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Pachi's coffee.